I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Why don't you explain to everyone what you did wrong?
So we had a great intro going on, and
we had an okay
intro. It was an okay intro.
It was great because I did it.
That's the reason why it wasn't so great.
You're the Donald Trump of podcasting. That intro was the best.
It was a bit, I don't say it, other people say it. No one's saying it. Well, someone said it.
Oh, so you want me to go?
Yeah. Oh my God, this guy's useless.
Yeah. Welcome to Two Drink Minimum. I'm your friendly neighborhood rapist, Poseidon.
Okay, why would you think that would work? Yeah.
You said you were going to say that. We told you that's a bad idea. And then you're like, okay, I'll think of something else. Oh, fuck, I'm nothing else.
You have a one rape mind.
In his mind, he was going, should I say rapist or pedophile? Rapist is better. People are afraid of pedophiles.
Yeah.
Did you guys know there's actually different terms? There's different subcategories of pedophiles. I learned this the other day through a TikTok bit.
I did not know this. And by TikTok, do you mean the dark web?
No, TikTok.
This happens on TikTok.
Is it actually TikTok?
Yes. I was
so
just
you're following a channel for pedophilia for dummies.
Yeah. It's a pedophile. It's like, we're not all right. Weirdos. Some of us only like bald kids. Who else is bald? Yeah. Old people. Yeah. Am I right?
No, hold on, bro. Hold on.
They're cancer pedophiles.
Yeah.
No, like different age groups of subcategories.
Yeah, but then after a certain age group, like, I only like kids when they're 20 to 25. That's not a pedophile anymore.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, God. Can you just get off my account at least? Don't Google pedophile shit on my account.
So there's like the prepubescent, the early pubescent, and the later pubescent.
Yeah, please go on another browser.
So, and is there different categories of the prepubescent? Or
yeah, they have different names and shit.
Like baby, like a baby pedophile? No,
fuck, I can't find the name.
Illegal?
Yeah.
Not normal?
You can tell whoever the pedophile was that thought of that, because he's like, weirdos that like toddlers, weirdos that like two-year-olds, normal guys that like six-year-olds.
Yeah. He's trying to be like, they're the problem. You're all part of the problem. No. They're the problem.
Hold on. Oh, a classification? Hold on.
Okay. I don't know why.
But also sexually...
I'm looking forward to find out about this.
I feel like it's going to be dumb. Are the pedophiles complicating your life?
It's a feminist theory. I don't even want to read that. Different
subcategories. On a page where they talk about subcategories of pedophilia, there's a paragraph about feminism.
New age pedophiles. Feminists.
They're talking shit about the patriarchy.
Okay, well, I Googled and it says there are two types, the sadistic and the playful.
They're all sadistic. Yeah.
Oh, I found it.
Playful.
Hebephiles? Yeah, hebephiles.
That sounds like someone that fucks carrots.
Yeah. Like a herbophile, yeah.
Yeah, herbophile. I'm a herbophile. Okay.
So hebephile.
Yo, you seen the leaves on that tree, bro? She's asking for it.
So hebephiles are attracted to children aged 11 to 14.
Okay. So hebephile?
I'm concerned, a pedophile. Yeah. Go on.
And an ephebophiliac has a primary sexual interest in later adolescence, typically ages 15 to 19.
That's kind of weird because the second you start talking about 19 and 20, when they're adults, it's weird that they're grouping them in with
that's
a weird range to be like, I like kids and adults.
That's just a dirty old man.
Pick a lane.
Yeah.
Probably because
you know why they're doing it. I know why they're doing it. It's because pedophiles who like 14-year-olds are like, you think?
No,
it's,
I like them when they're 19 too.
No, they're like, I fall in the same group as him who likes them when they're 20. We're in the same group. That's all they're doing.
We're the same.
Yeah, we're the same. Where you're not the same. How did you stumble on this?
That's a big difference. Like 14 to 19.
Those are two different humans.
At least do it 14 to 16.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
16, 17, and then 18.
18, I don't care. Yeah. That's none of my business.
So yeah, so there's different categories. There's the prepubescent, the pubescent, and the later late pubescent.
The late ones I feel like are the biggest assholes because they're lying. Because they go 14 to 19. Yeah, how many 14-year-olds do you look at? A lot. How many 19-year-olds? Not many. Yeah, that's what it is.
It feels like a bit of.
Not that bad. Yeah. Who falls for this?
It feels like it's in a gray area.
Yeah. There's no gray area. It's all fucked up.
Yeah, 100%.
There's one girl there's a singer from Ireland. I forget what her name is. She has a really good voice. She's like a busker, and she's got huge fucking tits. And she looks like a grown-up, but she's only 15.
Oh, shit.
And I like going on her videos just to read the comments, because there's always guys that are like, oh, she's got a set of pipes on her. Look at the... And then they're like, look at the pair of tits. And then someone will go, she's 15.
Bro. And then the guy was...
And then they're like, oh, I'm sorry.
I was fooled by the balloons.
Ali Sherlock.
Yeah, that's it.
What did you type in? 15-year-old tits?
Big Irish tits.
You want to see exactly what I typed in? 15-year-old singer from Ireland woman.
Okay. Are you still on my account?
Did you
stop? Change account. Go to a private browser or something. Dude, I'm going to...
You should have typed in, since he's already in trouble with the FBI, you should have typed in big Irish 15-year-old tits.
I'm going to get stopped at the border, and you know what they're going to tell me? We're going to be honest. It doesn't really make sense. You're a psychopath. None of this falls into any one of our categories.
Yeah. the face, you could tell she's a 15-year-old.
One day it's ISIS, the Taliban, pedophiles, 15-year-old.
Yeah, no, she does have big melons, but from the face you could tell. You could tell she's
young. Yeah. No, I'm not saying I want to fuck her. I'm just saying the comments.
No, but I'm saying for those guys are weird because the face, she looks young.
Yeah. She'll look like a child.
Not a child, but...
Yeah, her face says 15.
She's got a few pimples. Like,
yeah. I have a question
she's
for you.
Still, she's got she's thin, but she's kind of like has baby fat. And no one has baby fat if they're 23.
Or you shouldn't call it baby fat. Just call it fat.
I'm 28 and I have baby fat.
It's not baby fat, sir.
It's not. Yeah, that's all baby
fat. It is called adult obesity. Adult onset diabetes is your name.
That's early onset diabetes,
Yeah, but this girl, once she reaches early 20s, she's going to be a bombshell.
Yeah.
I don't like those comments either.
She's going to... Yeah, that's even weirder.
Yeah.
Going, no, I'm going to wait. She's going to be hot.
You're pulling a Drake.
You know how...
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Drake,
in England, I don't know if it's the same thing now as it used to be, but in the old days, there used to be, you know, the Page Six girls. So there was some British paper that on Page Six, they had a girl with her tits out.
Always?
Yeah. And it was... And in England, the legal age for showing your breasts is 16.
Odd.
So it was always like girls that were 16, 17. And there'd be like people that'd be like, can't wait till she's 18 so we can see her vagina. And then
so
I was
weird.
Like, that's fucking... That's
why
weird.
Why are you putting 16-year-old tits on?
That's weird. I don't approve that comment. I'm just saying like early 20s, it would look good.
I don't want to criticize you. However, I do have a question, Poseidon.
Yes.
You notice that we let you bring us in this episode?
Yeah.
And your introduction to the show brought us 10 minutes on pedophiles. You see why people think you're weird?
And you didn't introduce us.
Yeah, you never introduced us. You just as a good host
you
would
just
do.
I don't even think you said the name of the show.
Yeah.
I did.
You just said, I'm a rapist.
The show.
I'm a rapist.
For people who are tuning in for the first time, like, what is this? Yeah. It's just a rapist and his friends.
You know what I think it is? You know how when you rapists go to jail when they come out, they have to go see their neighbors and go, hi, my name is blah, 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 and I'm a sexual predator? Maybe that's what he's doing. He's just getting it out there early.
Hello, YouTube. I come from DarkTube.
Hello, YouTube. Greetings from DarkTube.
God damn, bro.
Anyways, it's just weird. You brought us in.
But I was gonna introduce you guys.
Bro. After the pedophile, 10 minutes. After the 10 minutes on Kid Touchers. But I know what our fans want.
So I'll introduce us. I'm Mike Ward. My friend here is Pantelis and the white Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, your eye is fucked.
Yeah, you do look like Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Who's Forrest Whitaker?
So Google Forrest Whitaker and you'll be like, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a more talented one-eyed man.
Yeah. Oh, it's the cool black guy.
The cool
black guy.
Because the other ones are fucking squares.
With their fucking Kappa track suits.
Nerd.
He's with the lazy eye. Yeah.
I don't think it's lazy.
Yeah. I think it's fucking full on retired.
Yeah, it's just retired. If he has a lazy eye, we have a lazy guy. Yeah. That's the difference. Oh, that's what's happening right now. What happened to your eye, though, for real? Did you get pink eye? He suspects he got pink eye because he bought the new couch.
Okay.
Super comfortable. Yeah. And he this is what he told me. He goes, I spent the weekend farting on it. And then I slept where I farted. I was like, yeah, you got pink. You gave yourself pink eye.
Or another theory I have is basically when it came packaged, it was wrapped in cardboard and a bunch of shit. I didn't wash it properly.
The cardboard?
No, the couch. The exterior of the couches, like for the cushions. I didn't wash it properly.
Who washes a couch? When you get a couch.
The covers. So I think they had a bunch of dust in them and shit.
Yeah, but who washes that? Like when you
I've never washed a couch. I never took it to the washer.
A brand new couch.
Well, no, when it's material.
Do you bring it dry cleaning? No.
You walk in with a couch?
Look, I saw your sign. $8 for pants. How much for a lazy boy?
The best is like, can I get a hand?
No.
How do I put this in here?
It depends on the couch. So if it's like leather or leatherette. There's a
then you bring it to the car wash.
Leatherette is the female leather.
It's it's the effeminate leather.
Yeah. It's a leather couch that complains all the time.
But no, when it's like because mine is like it's material and it's all cushions, right?
You just described every couch ever made.
Yeah. Well,
no,
you're just a material girl in a material world.
Yeah. No, because like what you do is there's a zipper. So you got to unzip. You pull out the cushion. And then there's the thingamajig.
Oh, so you're just washing the
exterior. Okay.
You don't put that in. You're not supposed to put those in a washing machine.
No,
though.
You could put it washer, cold water, 30 minutes, hang it up to dry.
But who does that for a brand new couch? I'm sure no one ever does that.
I think you gave yourself pink eye from farting and then shitting on yourself and putting your face on it.
I was farting a lot.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about you? You love the new couch. You were proud of the new couch. So the first thing you did was defile the new couch. Wouldn't you have taken care of it? I must fart right now.
No, you got to break it in.
I will. That's how you break it in.
Of course, yeah.
Did you have pants on when you were farting on it? Or you were buck naked?
No pants.
Okay.
I love that that's his idea of breaking it in.
Shorts.
When he's going to move in with his girlfriend, he's going to get a new bed. He's going to be like, you want to break it in? She's like, I was thinking the same thing. And he pushes her on the side and just starts farting.
If they get married on the honeymoon, he'll just be farting on her pussy.
Isn't this how it's supposed to work?
I think we should consummate the marriage. What?
What does consummate mean?
Yeah, judging by what he said, guess.
Like seal the deal?
Divorce.
Oh, okay, I get it.
But just by what you said,
by what I said, you can figure it out.
We're going to consummate the marriage. Huh, all right, we're going to buy some animals. I feel you.
Yeah, I was eating this food and it was delicious. What does that mean?
I was so good. It was delicious.
It was good. It was really good. It was delicious. Okay, so it's
was it salty? Is that an Italian thing?
Yeah.
He's so dumb. You said that you were watching the VMAs.
Yes, but speaking of food.
Oh, fuck.
A McDonald's customer vows to go vegan after finding pig nipple in bacon roll.
What?
I don't hate that. I don't hate that.
So he's offended by pig nipple?
Yep. It disgusted him, apparently.
But how did he know that it was a pig nipple?
You don't have him. Just take off your shirt.
Oh.
I have images. Yeah, nipeles del pigos. So he found one of those nipples in his sandwich?
What was it called? In his bacon roll.
I thought they don't even use real shit. I thought it's all fucked up stuff.
It may be human nipple.
It is McDonald's. It could be a Mexican nipple,
What's a bacon roll? I didn't even know that was a McDonald's.
I haven't eaten McDonald's in years.
This one's obvious. This kind of looks like a human nipple, though.
And if it was an actual pig nipple that got mixed in with the bacon, they fry it. So you couldn't tell it was a nipple.
That's a good nickname.
It just looked like
pig
yeah.
nipple.
You want to be pig nipple? Yeah. That's a good nick. You could be a wrestler. Hulk Hogan versus pig nipple. I like it.
What's my outfit?
It's that spandex, that one piece, but basically your nipples are out. It goes in the middle. It doesn't cover your nipples.
Or
it does the opposite.
I have a huge spandex, but it just shows my nipples.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah.
I'm covered entirely. From
except for your nipples.
Except for the nipples.
Yeah, and your butthole.
Yeah.
No.
And when you go to the ring, I'm going to break you in.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Ass first. Okay, so this guy found a pig nipple, and now he's vowing to go vegan.
To be honest, I'm taking a good look at it now. It kind of looks human. I think it's human.
So he should actually stop being a cannibal.
Yeah, that's
I'm never going to eat human again.
What did McDonald's say?
But there was conspiracy theories about being human meat in McDonald's.
I've never heard that conspiracy.
Yeah, those are just weirdos lying.
You think it's like El Pollos Locos? Like it's Breaking Bad?
Oh, bro, it's one of the first searches on Google.
What? Wait,
you're not on my account still? Oh, I'm going to get banned.
Did you Google...
human meat McDonald's.
Human meat. Jesus Christ. The FBI is going to think you're worse than Rocco Magnotta.
Yeah,
or Luca Magnotta, whatever.
Next time I fly down the States, probably next month, they're going to have all kinds of questions.
A pedophile that eats humans and likes McDonald's, apparently.
These don't even make any sense. Yeah. What are you, a vigilante? Or are you Batman? Are you killing people at night? It seems like I'm hunting down criminals.
And you get hungry.
And
doing
I get
it.
Hungry doing it. Like I'm eating McDonald's and killing pedophiles.
So hold on. Maybe it was the third nipple. A British man claims he found a piece of bacon with a nipple on it in his McDonald's bacon roll and says he's now becoming a vegan because of his revolting discovery.
I think the revolting discovery is that you were eating a bacon roll at McDonald's. Mm.
To open it up and to find that was revolting, it has
put Why did he
entirely.
Open it up? Like, who opens up a McDonald's
Seems suspicious.
Roll? Yeah. It feels like, those fucking weirdos that, put shit in their food and then pretend like I found a toenail in my food. Can I get a free one?
Yeah,
it's just a guy that wants a free meal.
It's true because he opened it up. When he opened it, he hadn't even taken a bite from it. It's not like
suspicious.
It's not like he bit into it. And I was like, that was kind of
weird.
Yeah. Like sometimes I've bitten into a McDonald's hamburger and like it feels there's like a weird crunch and I go in my head I go just ignore that.
Wow.
That never happened.
Wow. That's insane.
Because I feel like if I discovered something in my sandwich that was disgusting, I would probably burn the place down.
I'm going to say
if someone put if Bill Cosby put a rape drug in your drink, you'd be like, this tastes weird and I'm dizzy. But nothing happened. Gotta finish my drink.
But let's be honest though.
And this cause is
gonna want to rape me, bro.
Yeah, no. But if you were like a chick, and you had a sip of something and it tasted like chemical, and you got dizzy, you'd be like, oh no, doesn't mean anything.
But he does eat weird stuff because the last time that we were in New York, the three of us together, remember he ate pizza and they put broken glass in it.
Oh yeah,
and he had a slice of pizza with broken glass in it.
Yeah, but that almost killed me. So
that was actually I was very upset. But there is something funny about you crunching into broken glass. And you're like, what is that? And then there's a huge chunk of glass. I was like, bro, is that in your pizza? He's like, yeah.
No, but here's the thing. That can cut me or harm me. But like in my head, it's like maybe it was a cockroach. And I pretend, what's one cockroach? In China, they eat fucking crickets and shit.
That's your logic.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Cause,
but if I bit into a cockroach, I'd be like, there might be more cockroaches in this.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I would stop eating.
Or I'd be like, fuck, I think I just ate half a cockroach. I'm not going to eat the other half.
Yeah.
But then the other half doesn't have that weird crunch.
Dude,
it has a crunch that you're used to. You're like, oh.
Cockle crunch. That makes sense. I am, dude, if I see a hair anywhere, I'm sending it back. Dude, one time I had to send everything back because I found out my waiter was from Switzerland. Like, you got to have standards when you're eating.
Yeah. No, but you know the rush from work. Like, you got to get back to work. You're in a hurry. You're eating in the car.
The
like,
rush.
I don't know that rush of cockroach. It's normal.
No, I'm too busy to eat.
Thinking about it, I feel like puking. Yeah. But you know, like, you got to run, grab some food fast, run back to work.
Yeah, but if I start eating and I assume there's a... If I if I even think that there's a small chance that I just ate a cockroach or a mouse head or something, I'm not eating the rest of that shit. Yeah. I'm going to go complain.
And I'm going to open it up.
Yeah.
You make a very good point
there. Yeah.
Who knows how many roaches you've eaten?
Or flies.
Or pig nipples. Or human medicine.
And going, oh, yeah. But, you know, I'm in a rush.
Yeah. You know when you down one of those rush cockroaches? Yeah. What are you talking about? You know when you're in a rush and the restaurant feeds you ants? Yeah. Whenever I'm in a rush, they give me insects.
Anyways, but the best part about that is a McDonald's rep said, we use bag bacon in all our bacon rolls, and due to the location that this cut is taken from, we are confident this customer is mistaken in this claim.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I think the customer's lying, too.
Yeah.
The customer may have planted it.
The Brits are known liars.
They are?
Yeah. You know, the Queen? False advertising.
Yeah.
That band died a long time ago.
That
what? The Queen, that's just a gay dude.
Yeah.
It's an old gay man.
It's an old gay man.
Wait, the Queen's still alive?
Which Queen?
The British Queen.
There's only one Queen.
Yeah.
The one with the scepter and shit.
It's a bunch of dudes.
No, that's the band.
That's Queen.
No.
That's where do you think she got the name from?
No way. So the band was before the Queen?
Yeah.
For years, yeah.
So Queen was before the Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Queen is Queen. And then this lady was like, yo, I like that name. And they're like, well, you can't take that name. Yeah. Like, the fuck, I can't.
Wasn't that what the king married?
No, there's no king in the UK.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's no king.
There's the Queen and there's Sir Elton.
Yeah. And there's Prince Charles. Yeah. There's princes, no kings. Yeah. Have you heard of a king of England?
They're a
right
feminist
now?
Country.
No. They used to have kings back in the day.
Okay.
But then they were such big fans, the royal family, of the band, Queen. So they said, yo, we're just going to have queens from now on. You're queen. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And the man that marries the queen, they call him a Beatle.
Yeah.
Because they like the Beatles too.
Yeah.
Like Beetlejuice? Or like the...
No, the Beatles. It's a band.
The Beatles.
Yeah. They were a bunch of insects that played instruments. It was a cartoon. It was really cool. In the 60s.
Like a
you remember the California Raisins? They were those Play-Doh Raisins that would play music. It's like the British version of that.
You've never heard of the Beatles? The music?
No, I have.
Okay. It's
those guys that walk across the street, right?
Yeah. But sometimes they drive places too. It depends where they're going.
The album, you know, the album where they're walking across the street. One of them looks like Jesus.
Oh, The Walk he's talking about. The Walk. That was a good album.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys. I thought that was the Beatles.
Yeah, that was the Beatles. But one of them got hit by a car that day.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, jaywalking.
Hmm. Well, they were crossing.
Yeah, for a
crosswalk.
Stupid photo shoot.
No, at the crosswalk. So there's a stop sign and everything. So
there's no stop sign.
Stop sign.
Yeah, one of them, what's his name? John Lennon. That's when he got killed.
He got hit by a car.
Yeah. By a fan that wanted to kill him, by the way.
Yeah.
It wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
The guy wanted to kill him.
But what are the chances, though?
What do you mean? The chances are great. The guy was waiting for him to cross the street.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was more like random.
No, it wasn't random. It was
the
a fan that
happened to be driving, and then he saw, what's his face there? Lennon. Lemon.
No, he was
John Lemon.
John Lemon party. Google.
It's Don Lemon's dad.
Don Lemon's dad. Google John Lennon's killer. You'll see. John Lennon's killer. It's some fan. It was some super fan. What's his face?
Mark David Chapman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a super fan. Yeah. Fucking killed
John Lemon.
Yeah, Lennon, John Lemon.
Lennon was killed by Mark David Chapman in the archway of the Dakota apartment building where he was living with wife Yoko Ono.
Yeah, Yoko Ono, you don't know this, but she destroyed the Beatles.
All I know, she has a flat ass.
More than that, she has a flat fucking voice. She destroyed the Beatles, and she's still singing.
And the only reason I know she has a flat ass is because in a Greek rap song, the guy goes, my girlfriend has a fat ass, unlike your girlfriend, she resembles Yoko Ono.
It's a good line. what do you have me to say?
And that's how you know she has a flat ass.
Yes, even in Greece.
He doesn't, but the guy doesn't mention that her ass is flat.
Yeah, you're like, yo, mine's got a fat ass and yours is like Yoko Ono. You feel me, dog?
Yeah, so I figured, Yoko Ono has a flat ass.
That's all you knew about her.
Yeah.
She destroyed the Beatles.
Fuck.
She pulled John Lennon away. Fuck. And then ended up getting hit by a car. So
what a cunt.
You didn't know about Yoko Ono? Oh.
In New York City 40 years ago on Tuesday, December 8th.
In
a new interview, Taylor has shared an unsettling encounter he had with Chapman the day before. Oh! So they had met the day before.
Yeah, he asked him for an autograph.
Oh, shit. That motherfucker was like, I know where you're going to be.
Yeah. You didn't know about the Beatles are weird.
And he ran him over.
He ran him over? And not just that.
Did he run him over with a Beetle?
No. Because that would have been perfect.
That would have been perfect.
No, it was a Tahoma. Dodge Tacoma or some shit like that.
Oh, that's a Toyota. Toyota Tacoma.
Tacoma. Yeah, it was a truck. Yeah,
yeah, it's a pickup truck.
Yeah, that's what he hit him with. The bigger pickup
or the smaller one? No, it's a smaller pickup.
Yeah, that's what he hit him with. Fucking killed him on the spot.
He had family that worked for Toyota. That's how he got.
Oh yeah,
the
that's
vehicle,
the car company. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He didn't even own the vehicle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it was just a prototype.
This was in New York City, bro.
Yeah,
the city that you thought was super safe. Not safe at all.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was safe.
Yeah, no? You told us it was
You told
super
us it was
safe.
Super safe.
When you were eating pizza with glass on
Yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, we're pretty safe, though.
Safest place in the world.
But the Beatles actually have some very good songs that I don't know if you would like, but I think you would.
I tried listening to them. I don't know. I couldn't really get into it.
What did you, like, what do you mean? Like, what did you listen to?
Well, you know.
Have you heard Eleanor Rigby? Short song, very good.
No.
Don't play it because we're going to get banned from YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it's the Beatles. But yeah, Eleanor Rigby.
All of their songs are hits.
They had a lot of hits.
John Lennon. Also, did they play on Rooftop at some point?
They may have.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
And all of their, and when they did arena shows, all the arenas had rooftops.
So in the arena, they were always on the roof of the arena.
Not always, but most of the time.
They'd have to cut a hole, and then people, you'd look up.
That's fucking stupid.
They were no, it's stupid now, but it was avant-garde at the time.
Avant-garde?
That's crazy.
That's literally retarded.
It was super dangerous.
A stage in the middle of a stadium, bro.
Yeah, but everybody does that. Yeah.
It was super dangerous because when John would throw his picks, but it'd fall from so high, he'd actually hurt people.
Yeah, no one died, but he would hurt people. He didn't do it on purpose. Huh?
Yeah,
he was a good dude.
But just set up a
he asked people
a stage.
Does anyone want to pick? Then he'd throw it, and then you'd hear screaming.
Yeah,
it's like how when you drop a penny from really high, it could kill a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what was happening. But this is a pick of death. Papa. Yeah.
What a dumb bastard.
And in those days, picks were super heavy because plastic didn't exist yet. Yeah. So it was just metal. He played with little knives.
Yeah. That's what they were known as, like an avant-garde. Like now they look like a bunch of pussies, but at the time they were like the bad boys and stuff, and they were openly racist. But at the time it was cool.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
I guess it's still cool in some circles. But they technically invented rap music.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a lot.
Yeah.
How did they do this?
They had a song that was a rap song, basically.
Okay.
And then that type of, you know, rhythm and flow was then copied by other people. And then they started, They didn't know that they were creating rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. They dropped all kinds of N-bombs in it, too, because it was for other reasons.
Okay.
And then black guys are like, no, we should do this. We'll do better.
Yeah. Were the Beatles part of the KKK?
No, they didn't like the KKK. The KKK hated them because they're British. Yeah.
But hold on.
I'm on hold.
Wouldn't the KKK like them because they're racist?
No,
but the KKK hates... Yeah. The KKK only likes like specific white people. The KKK hates Jews.
Inbreds.
I don't think they like Greeks. The KKK doesn't like anyone. The KKK likes their cousins. That's it.
Like, okay.
Plus, like the KKK, that's American, and you know how British people drive on the other side, so it's not the same letters.
Yeah.
The KKK in England is the QQQ.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
They have something similar there.
Yeah.
All this to say, you should listen to some Beatles songs. Some, I'm with you, are not good, and they're overrated. But a lot are very good.
Okay.
Yeah. And the people who, the religious people in the States and around the world hated the Beatles too, because they saw them as Satanists.
Really?
You didn't know this? Mm-hmm. They had hidden messages they said in their songs, and they were introducing people to the devil. They had double meaning in their songs. You never looked at, you're going to love this. You go down this rabbit hole.
God damn.
And Google now.
I've gone down enough rabbit holes, bro.
Type in Beatles album burning in the States. They were burning all their albums. They had huge bonfires with them. This is going to blow his mind now. What does it say?
On August 13th, when the band played in Detroit, images were published of members of the South Carolina Ku Klux Klan.
I told you they hated them.
Crucifying a Beatles record on a large wooden cross. Which they then ceremoniously
burned. You figure you wouldn't need a huge cross to crucify an album.
I get they're showmen.
Yeah. But it's hard. Do you have to put like little fake arms on the album? If you could.
Hold on. It was a Ku Klux Klan that hated
Yeah, exactly.
I told you. Yeah. How did you not? Bro, you think we're fucking with you? You think that's what this is?
Say is the truth.
Yeah. And regular religious people hated them too.
Yeah.
Because one of them said that they're bigger than Jesus. And then people lost their shit. Yeah. We're bigger than Jesus. And then they started setting shit on fire.
But technically they're right though.
They were more known around the world than Jesus was at the time. Here's the thing,
if you take into consideration, even present day, if you take into consideration the population of the planet at the time and today, and you adjust for inflation,
you adjust for inflation and people,
And because people are richer now.
Yeah, and they inflate.
Yeah, because they were very thin back then.
Your family must have really adjusted for inflation.
It's just my mom and I.
Are you guys overweight? No, we've adjusted for inflation. It's science.
So technically, they were more well known than Jesus.
They were because there's countries that never heard of Jesus. There they were, go. And also Jesus was never in a badass band.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Jesus couldn't sing. People don't know this.
Yeah, it's
he could play bass. He used to play bass,
but I mean, he could walk on water
and the sitar.
Cool. Yeah, he could play bass and walk on water.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
but Hendrix was still a little bit cooler.
Yeah,
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
Donald Hendrix, bro.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix was the only other cool black guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's the one with the double guitar, right?
Yeah. Forest Whitaker is the one with the lazy eye. Jimi Hendrix has a.
Two guitars. Two one guitars. Has one eye, the other has two guitars.
It's two guitars into one.
Yeah.
It's got like that, you know, the double thing. Like
fire comes out of one end.
Double chords. Yeah. It's got like one thingamajiggy with chords, and then right under it there's...
And the other one is there's a fork, there's a knife, and there's a screwdriver.
Yeah, it's called a
Swiss guitar.
Swiss guitar, yeah. That's why I hate the Swiss. You can't trust them. Or their guitars.
Fork and knife. Just in case. Swiss army knife.
No, it's a Swiss. The guitar had that stuff. Yeah. It's a Swiss guitar.
Swiss civilian guitar.
Yeah.
So hold on. Army. They made Swiss guitars that were guitars, and then they had knives and screwdrivers. Yeah.
How else do you think musicians ate on the road?
Yeah, they still sell those.
It's kind of dope as fuck.
Get us at the airport.
Yeah.
Yo, so the Beatles, are you going to start listening to them now?
Maybe.
We should do a video. You know how black people always do those reaction videos? Mm-hmm. They'll have like two black guys listening to Bon Jovi or country music for the first time.
We have
Poseidon. We should do that with him and the Beatles.
Poseidon reacts. Should we have him and preach?
I think maybe. Do you know anyone else that has never heard anything?
That's the greatest thing you've ever said.
How is Guido? Does Guido like?
Oh, Guido knows too much.
Okay,
Guido's an encyclopedia of nonsense.
Okay,
or but Guido can react to my reaction.
We might send him back to the loony bin because it gets frustrating. I'm telling you, I deal with you. Some of the stuff that you don't know drives me crazy.
Such as,
Well, I don't know anything. You don't know, like. So, what do you know about the Beatles? Bah, the shit, the car. Like, it's annoying.
I get it.
Everyone knows the Beatles. I never liked the Beatles, by the way. I'm not a Beatles fan.
Okay.
There's some songs that I think are good, but I'm not like a Beatles fan. Like, hey, it's the Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, but you could have been. I wouldn't have minded.
No, I'm not doing it to protect my image from you. I don't care. Oh,
okay. You're not Beatles-phobic?
Nah.
Okay.
Most people get mad at me, actually, for saying I don't really like the Beatles. So I'm not doing it to be popular. Yeah.
It's weird, though. Like, people take it personally, but it's not like you're telling that to, like, John's son.
Yeah,
I get it if you told, like, if you met, you know, Paul McCartney and you're like, Beatles, Schmeatles, then that's a dick move, but
But I'm not even saying Beatles, Schmeatles. I respect everything they did, but I'm not going to drive in the car and be like, fuck yeah, the Beatles. Like, it's not, my lifestyle doesn't mesh well with the Beatles soundtracks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did, though. They brought rock and roll. Like, they did shit that had never been done before.
At the time.
That's why, like, they're so important.
Oh, but no, like I said, I respect what they did, but they were singing about Can I Hold Your Hand?
Yeah.
And then I grew up with fucking Raining Blood. So it was a very different time.
Yeah, I grew up with I'm Gonna Shoot You.
But we were talking about Outside the Home.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's your next story?
Okay. Let's.
Did you watch a boxing this weekend?
I mean, no.
Yeah, Mike did.
No.
Yeah.
He brought his Fire Stick on tour so that we could watch it in the green room.
Yeah, true. You were telling me.
Yeah, Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield. God damn. I forgot when I got home, I don't know why I started reading shit about Evander.
I know why, because you just saw the fight.
Yeah, but I forgot that he was, even in the 90s, he had problems getting his license to fight.
How come?
Because he's like been like punch drunk since like the late 90s. So
I didn't know. He got knocked down so many times that they wouldn't give him a license?
Yeah, because he didn't use to. He doesn't really defend himself, but he was a tough guy. So he just get hit in the head by the strongest people in the world for like 30 years. And that eventually, you know, makes you borderline retarded.
Like in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah, football players suffer a lot from that too, like concussions and shit.
No, but so you're telling me that over the weekend when he was mad about them stopping the fight, he was actually serious. He's like, I wasn't hurt. I take hits. I fall down all the time.
Yeah. He's like, fuck, I fell down more times today.
Yeah, yeah. On the way here. Yeah.
Fucking stairs are hard.
Yeah, he was mad. Yeah, he was very mad about them stopping the fight.
Yeah, he was like, fuck, I don't know why the ref stopped the fight. I only fell twice. He got knocked down twice.
In the first minute and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, that's a,
it's a red flag.
You got to call the fight then.
Yeah, the guy was scared. He's like, yo, what if this guy dies?
Yeah, bro. You fall down twice in a minute? Nah, you got to
call the
fight.
Yeah, he said the ref was shitty. But the ref saved his life.
Maybe. I think Vitor would have tore his head off.
You figure, though, like, fucking... Evander has made like a shit ton of money, and he's probably lost most of it, but he should have enough to not have to fight.
But they don't all make good investments like you do with your arcade systems.
Yeah.
Sometimes they spend it frivolously.
Yeah. But you figure like, fuck, that must suck. Like knowing that you made like over $100 million and then you're 58 and you're like, I'm going to let some MMA guy fucking use
me in the head.
As a punching bag.
Well, Mike Tyson also, like he had bought like a super big house, like the Tyson mansion.
Yeah.
He had to sell that eventually too because of costs and
apparently
shit.
Tyson's strategy was you buy tigers when you buy low and then you sell high.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all.
With tigers?
Yeah. Yeah, because what happened was he never recouped that investment. Yeah. Whenever they get older and he tried to sell them, people are like, what am I going to do with a tiger?
Yeah, they depreciate.
Yeah, they do depreciate.
They depreciate
people
as soon as you
don't
buy
know
them.
This. As soon as you walk out of the fucking...
Tiger store.
The tiger store.
Your tiger's worth way less.
Yeah,
you know why? Because most people don't want tigers.
Yeah.
So he tried. He tried on websites. He tried on Craigslist. Everybody's like, what am I going to do with a fucking full-grown tiger?
Yeah. He tried to trade it in at boat stores.
Yeah, but he didn't want a horse.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Anyways, all that to say, if you get money Poseidon, don't buy a tiger because it depreciates in value right away.
What about a lion?
I want to see, like, for real, like, because now, like, podcasting is starting to make a lot of money. And so eventually you could be one of those guys that makes a lot of money.
Can I say something?
Okay.
When I was a little kid, I always wanted a pet lion.
Look, I do not. If ever we make lion money, I do not condone you buying a lion for many reasons.
I don't even know. What is lion money? Because even, like... lion money is billions. Like even a guy that's worth like $50 million
should not buy a lion.
You're like, what the fuck are you doing with a lion?
Look, you're never gonna buy a lion, but you might make enough money to rent one for
a
weekend.
You can rent a lion. Yeah.
No, you gotta buy them when it's a cub. Are you crazy? No. It's gonna maul your face.
No, you rent it. A friendly lion.
You rent it. Yeah. Just to post on Instagram.
Huh?
Yeah.
Friendly lions exist. Yeah.
Friendly lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a place on
to
carry.
Holy shit. The baby lion cost is between $1,500 to $15,000 in the U.S.
Yeah.
You don't even make that in a year.
Yeah. However, that's true. A rare white lion cub can be up to $140,000.
That's very racist.
Racism. Okay. Yeah. The white. What about the black lion, huh?
The African lion, $7.
Yeah.
How much does a black lion cost?
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Yo, they're gonna think.
Oh, black lion is probably worth
$35,000.
Jesus!
So there are black lions.
I didn't even know that there was a black lion. Isn't that just a panther with a hat?
Yeah,
some fucking guy with a panther
with
trying
a
to. Yeah, he put a wig on a panther and he's like, there's a lion.
Yeah, how do they differentiate? Like, there's a bunch of lions. Like, that's a pride of lions. There's a bunch of black lions. Mm. That's a gang of lions.
So you'd buy, the first thing you'd buy would be a lion?
No, it wouldn't be the first thing. But like, I don't know. Like, I'd probably.
First thing, a house or a cool car?
A lot of properties.
Okay, a lot of properties.
Yes.
So you'd still have the same car you have now, but you'd have like 9 mansions.
No. Well, no, I wouldn't go mansions. I'd go...
multiplexes. He wants to collect revenues.
Yes.
He wants to be a slumlord.
Set my future and
what
then...
What the fuck kind of...
Well, not necessarily a slumlord.
Like a slumlord that has a lion.
He shows up with a lion.
Your rent is late.
Yeah, like, I told you, the water's been broke. It hasn't worked for a month. Pay your rent before the lion takes care of you. He's just a slumlord.
With a lion?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a fucking cane at a Halloween store at Carrefour Laval, and it was one of those pimp canes. It was black and then gold. Like a gold handle. I want
like the
to
pimps
it.
Have.
I should have bought it. I think I'm going to go back and buy it.
Why? Why? What are you going to do with that cane? You're going to walk around with it?
Yeah.
Ah, well, I got nothing. That's, if you're going to walk around with it, you win.
I'm a wacky person.
Just walk around
I get
with
it.
A cane.
Like if you have trouble walking, but you're walking fine.
Yeah, but he wants his watch and his chains to just smack on the cane, and he's just going to show it to people. Are you going to put the cane down and put your fist in front?
Also, it was very heavy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And it felt good?
No, you could use it to crack somebody with it.
So you're just going
to
walk around hitting old people?
Yeah.
No, why does it have to be old people?
Why don't you just get a hunting rifle and use that?
No, but like if some annoying kids are come... No, but like if some annoying kids run around you or whatever, you know, you're at the mall or whatever, you're just going like, you know...
I'm not a pedophile!
No, you just have the cane and as they're walking, you just kind of...
Stay away from me, sexy! No. Quit tempting me!
You just kind of bash them in with a cane.
I'm not a hepophile or whatever.
I told you, I'm a rapist, I'm not a hepophile. Yeah.
You just kind of bash them with a cane. You just go, jerk the cane real quick as it's standing, just...
A little odd that you're
right in the face.
You're thinking of an kids. Item you could buy so you could beat up strange children.
Aren't
mall.
You strong enough to beat up children with this heavy stick?
If you swing,
like they're just little kids.
No. If you swing and smack a child, that's too obvious. But you got it when you have a cane.
Yeah, that makes it better. Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got. You know, I can't walk well. You know, you can excuse it very easily.
No, but yeah. Because then people will be like, who hit that kid? It's maybe the giant with the weapon.
Yeah.
I think it's that man with the gold and the blood on his head.
Yeah, the guy wiping the blood off his cane. I think it's that guy. So hold on.
No, I just think it looks cool. Obviously, I'm not gonna.
But
use
would
it.
You actually
How much
buy?
How was it?
$30.
$30. Might be worth damn, that's a good deal.
It's only worth it if you actually walk around with it.
I pull up
and use
all
it.
Kinds of places.
Yeah.
What kind of places would you pull up to with your cane?
Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
But you're in the car. Are you going to knock on the window?
No, I'm going to... let's say they have a bag for me. I'm going to reach over with a cane and they can hand it to me.
It's not a claw.
You could get it transformed, though, to make it into a
golden claw.
Golden
That's stupid.
With knife nails.
You're overdoing it. Where are you going to use a cane?
It's strictly for show.
I know, but where are you? You're just going to have it anywhere you go?
Yeah. In my trunk.
At the bank?
At the bank.
You're just going to have a cane with you, a gold cane?
Yeah. Well, it's only the handle is gold. Let's not get too excessive.
The rest is silver?
No, the rest is black.
Interesting.
Black is not a material, though.
Yeah. What's it made out of?
Oh,
plastic?
Yeah, I hope it's plastic.
I think
the
wood?
Top is gold and the bottom is yogurt. It's made out of yogurt.
I think kind of like a heavy plastic, I think.
You're gonna
that sounds
fucking
like,
idiot.
The, like good quality. Generally when something is half gold and half heavy plastic.
No, but it wasn't real gold for $35.
Yeah. Oh, we guessed.
I don't even think that's real plastic at that price.
Now I'm like I'm voting against the cane. I'm again. You're gonna look too stupid if you ever get a pimp cane. You got to get one that's like a fucking like real gold, maybe made of silver, maybe titanium.
Oh,
aluminum.
That's later on.
You need jewels.
Yeah.
Oh, jewels.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have for us? What's next? I'm tired of talking about your game.
Yeah, well, how do we get to that?
Yeah.
Because you're
an
idiot.
That was one of your news stories.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I get Kane.
Yeah.
So Conor McGregor calls MGK Machine Gun Kelly Vanilla Boy Rapper.
Yeah, he called him a little. But he actually called him Vanilla Ice. He used the word ice, but they because he goes Vanilla Ice, but because of the accent,
speech impediment.
Yeah. So what happened was on the red carpet they got into this altercation. Apparently,
okay, this was the red carpet of the Video VMAs. Music Awards.
Yeah, VMAs.
And I didn't even know those fucking things still existed until this story popped.
Yeah, I don't watch
even
that
know
shit.
What the VMAs are.
The Video Music Awards from it's the MTV Video Music Awards.
Okay, but
MTV hasn't played a fucking music video in like 97 years.
What's McGregor doing there?
I never liked that shit. Yeah. I was at two award shows. I was at the American Music Awards and the Hollywood Film Awards, and I didn't even rewatch the shows that I was there for. I didn't even watch that shit. I don't care about anything.
McGregor was there because he was nominated for a best new country artist.
Yeah. He's managing the other Irish chick with the big tits.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
They're both Irish. No,
it makes dollars, bro. Yeah.
But they got into this altercation on the red carpet of the VMAs. And then McGregor.
Who watches this shit?
I don't know, bro. They popped up in my feed. McGregor threw a drink at him.
Okay. But do we know why?
And we don't know why. And then when he was interviewed backstage, I think.
The rumor was that it's because he asked to take a picture with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, turned him down. And then even people were saying that he had asked for a picture with Machine Gun Kelly, and that's why he said he didn't even know who the fuck Machine Gun Kelly was. I think he called him R. Kelly, too, once.
Mm. Offensive.
Yeah.
So he wanted to take a picture with Megan Fox, and Machine Gun Kelly's like, nah, homie.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. But it's good that he did that because he needs to maintain her image. He doesn't want her looking like some kind of a whore.
Yeah. She looked good, though. Yeah. She looked really good.
Yo, how old is she?
Who the fuck cares, bro?
She's in her 30s.
I'll tell you how old she is. Super hot. That's how old she is.
That's banging.
Yeah. She looks really good. You can tell she's older just by her eyes, though.
So. Yeah, that's the only
her
way.
Her eyes, like, she's starting to look Asian.
Yeah, but forget the eyes.
Very hot.
Still hot.
Super hot.
Yeah, she's starting to look a little bit.
Nah, but I don't want to judge her like that because she's still hotter than fucking almost anyone.
She's 35.
I'm not talking shit. You know
who's still hot? You know who's not hot? And I was surprised was Conor McGregor's fiance.
She gained some weight.
I don't know. She looked like she's not bad looking, but she's not hot enough for Conor McGregor to be talking shit about everyone's wife.
I will say one thing though. Him and her, they've been together since this guy was on welfare.
Okay.
So she's a ride or die chick. She's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a
good wife.
She's
hot for a fighter that makes 11 grand a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But I mean, that's why he's with her still, right? She was with him through the shitty times.
Mm.
So he's like, I'm not going to, you know, I'll take a picture with a Megan Fox.
Why didn't he
I'm
marry
not gonna marry.
Her? Like if she was there before.
He did. They're married.
No, he calls her his fiance.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it might be a new one. That'd be amazing.
Oh, I heard it because they keep saying it's his wife. So yeah, maybe it's his fiance.
No, I saw a video of him meeting Wyclef, and that was a dick move by Wyclef because he's talking to Wyclef Jean, and then he goes to Wyclef. He goes, "This is my fiance D," and then Wyclef goes, "Hi, I'm Wyclef. This is my wife," but he doesn't say her name.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is weird. That's fucking weird.
Maybe he forgot it.
Yeah, but that's fucked up.
Got a brain freeze.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
So yeah, Meg, you know who's gonna be the new Megan Fox? That look, Madison Beer.
Yeah,
I have no idea who Madison Beer is.
I will show you.
My computer stopped working.
You mean my computer stopped working? Because the FBI is like, dude, you
enough
gotta stop.
Enough is enough. Yeah.
Madison Beer.
Have you seen the clip of?
Oh, she looks good. Is she's an actress or a singer?
Singer.
Okay.
Singer. But she has that kind of that look, but younger.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be the next. If she can act, she's probably going to get booked for all the shit that they would have given Megan Fox.
I wonder though, like there hasn't been like a hot actress in a while.
Who's a hot actor? Who's known as a hot actor?
Julia Fox, she was in Uncut Gems.
I think the last one was like Scarlett Johansson, but she's been around for like 15 years.
Yeah, I haven't. Even the dudes, it's like you hear the names that I heard growing up, like Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. You don't.
Yeah. That's why whenever you see comics doing jokes about like a hot actor, they're always talking about like Brad Pitt. And you're like, Brad Pitt is like 71 now.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, I think it's probably because all of the producers that got Me Too'd, like all the ones who were like, we need sexy actors to come in and audition. They're all in jail now.
Oh, yeah, so now nobody cares.
So now they're like, oh, shouldn't we just get people with talent instead of hot people that are going to suck your dick to get a job?
That's a great idea, Marvin. Where you been? What's next on your template of...
Where's my pen?
Of news.
Where's my pen?
Vanilla Boy is done.
I like that we allow him to bring us topics.
And I told him about the vanilla ice thing. You're like a little boy rapper. 6 minutes before the show, and he was like, "Really?
Oh, he had no idea."
But he that was in his notes. So he's idiot. Pretending not to know.
No, I didn't know he had called him the. You said
Vanilla
I thought
Boy
it was something
rapper.
Else. That's why I said that. Yeah. When J Lo,
he's a mess
at the VMAs. When J Lo walked in, everyone was clapping, but Billie Eilish wasn't impressed.
What are you telling us? This seems like Jesus Christ. These are like the what?
I feel like we're doing a show for Bravo.
Yeah, for a 15-year-old girl. Yeah. Billie Eilish was not impressed. Oh, my God.
Because on the internet, they're saying that...
Welcome to...
that by Billie Eilish doing this, she was throwing shade at J-Lo.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Jeez, when have we become three homosexual men? Talking about fucking Billie Eilish and J-Lo. Hey,
guys, welcome to Two Cosmos Minimum.
Fuck.
Billie Eilish on the outs with J-Lo. Find out next.
Okay, that was not...
Who gives a fuck, bro?
Yeah.
suck my dick. Who gives a shit?
Did you guys see the Afghan kids playing on the Humvee's gun turret?
The what?
The Afghan kids.
The Afghan kids, yeah.
The Afghan kids.
The Afghan kids.
What's an Afghan kid?
You're a bit of a retard.
Is that a hockey player from like Czech Republic?
No, the Afghan. Afghanistanese.
Afghanistanese.
All right, we got it.
Yeah. Afghanistanese children.
Yeah.
Okay. They were playing topsy-turvy.
Topsy-turvy.
They were playing on a Humvee.
So the Afghanistanese were playing topsy-turvy?
So you know that spin a maroony thing as a play park?
Goddamn, Jesus.
You should write for a newspaper.
Christ. Fuck. You should become a substitute teacher.
What's up, Afghanistanese, Arabs, whatever the fuck you are?
You know the thing with the metal bars, bro, and it spins and you
a
run.
Tank?
No. It's like it's on a playground for children.
A merry-go-round.
That's what it's called? No, isn't that the one with the horses? That's what the merry-go-round is, no?
Yeah.
No, but there's the other one. Where
you're talking about a carousel. Is the one with the horses.
Ah, yes, carousels. So a merry-go-round, yeah. So they have no merry-go-round in Afghanistan. So
because they're sad, so they just have a go-round.
They're not merry.
It's not a merry-go-round. No.
It's a sad go-round.
It's a sad go-round.
So they were playing like
that's Gad Sad's full name. Gad Sad Go-Round.
So they were playing the merry-go-round on top of a Humvee on the gun turret.
Fantastic.
And
all the feel-good stories.
News story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, it's been kind of weird lately in the news.
I don't think the news has been that weird, though.
Yeah, this is weird. I mean, this is non-news.
It's all been, like, kind of depressing and shit.
Did you get that news from, like, TikTok?
No, New York Post.
Yeah, the New York Post is pretty shit, though.
Yeah, that's on a real paper.
Yeah. The New York Post has one real story and 87 over-sensationalized nonsense
I've
tales.
This.
They did, though. They were the first to coin the term Afghanistanese.
Oh, yeah, that's true, though. Yeah, they're responsible for that.
Afghanistanese.
What's news about that?
That little poor kids were having fun.
Because yeah. basically there were...
Little Porkies were near an American tank and weren't killed.
Yeah, that's true. But they were drawing the parallel between like how the Taliban, they were playing bumper cars and shit, but they won't even let the children play bumper cars.
Well, who knows that they won't let the children... Yeah. So they won't let the children play bumper cars, but they'll give them a tank?
Yeah, basically. A Humvee.
I think the children that lived near the tank, or the Humvee rather, found it and played with it. Yeah. I think they maybe lived far from the bumper cars. There's probably only one set of bumper cars in that whole country.
I don't think it was the Taliban, too, that told the little kids to go play on a tank.
I think kids just were being kids.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, is that what you think?
Yeah.
Interesting. You got any more Taliban news for us?
No, but people were outraged.
Oh, I'm outraged.
They got to a woman's wedding. And
Hold on. They went to a woman's wedding?
Yeah.
Wasn't she marrying someone?
No, she was alone. She was just there. No. Come to my wedding. Who are you getting married? I'm single.
Yeah, isn't it just a wedding?
They went to a... Why did I say that?
A woman's wedding.
It's one of those lady weddings.
Was it two women getting married? Or just a woman and a dude?
I don't know, but people are great at this because it was...
Wasn't there a picture?
No, it just had a picture of... you know the stuff they hand out, bro? What do they call those?
Party favors? Wedding gifts?
Cake?
Couples, because my computer's working again. Couple slammed over revolting 9/11 themed wedding.
Whoa! Why is it revolting? Yeah. Was the wedding on 9/11?
No, it was on 9/11.
Okay, so it's checks out phase
and
one.
No one was invited. Everyone crashed that wedding.
Yes.
But also, people were angry because the bride and groom apparently gave out a personalized koozie.
What's a koozie?
A cozy, probably.
Oh, cozy.
Well, it's two O's.
Okay.
It's a koozie.
I don't know what a koozie is.
Maybe it's a cozy. What's a cozy?
What's a koozie?
Cozy is like it's like a blanket.
No. They gave something.
I never heard that word.
K-O-O-Z-I-E.
K. I thought it was a C. K-O-O-Z-I-E. A koozie. That's like some redneck shit.
A personalized koozie.
What's a koozie? Jaw koozie.
Oh.
Sounds like a hillbilly weapon.
Yeah. A koozie.
Like, go get the koozie.
I don't know. I'm getting stuffed to like...
Don't have sex with her. She has koozies. Yeah.
Now I'm getting stuffed like for something to hold your beers.
Oh, so maybe that's what it was.
Oh, maybe it is.
Okay, so it was a beer holder.
Okay, so it was a beer. Okay, why couldn't they just fucking say that? Anyways.
Yeah. Bunch of koozies.
That does sound like something a racist.
Yeah, it sounds like a racial slur.
Watch out, there are koozies out there. Yeah. Lock the door. Yeah.
Where did you see the koozies down the street? They just moved in.
And it apparently featured the 9/11 towers.
You mean the World Trade Center?
Yeah, the
9/11 towers.
Sorry, the Twin Towers.
So they were handing out beer
warmers, I guess.
Beer holders.
And they had the World Trade. What's so bad about that?
And it just said, never forget, and then a heart, and then 9, the Twin Towers, and then 21. So
what's bad about that?
The Twin Towers are supposed to represent 9/11.
Yeah.
Okay, but what's bad about that? Why would they be repulsed? That's good. Never forget.
Yeah,
I'm down for that.
And then people are saying I'm disgusted more at the print shop who agreed to make 100.
Why though?
Why did they?
They're not saying good.
I don't
like at the wedding. Did they beat up Indians and blame them for 9/11? Like what used to happen when 9/11 happened? That would be repulsive.
Yeah, people are.
They fucking attacked a bunch of Afghanistanis.
Yeah, a lot of Afghanistanis got attacked because of that. So what's repulsive about that?
I don't know, but nonetheless, the couple were immediately slammed as revolting by Reddit users.
Reddit users? That's just imbeciles that weren't even at the wedding. They didn't even know how cool the wedding was.
I don't know these people, but I do know that they probably are revolting.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
For a bunch of other reasons.
Yeah. Open quote, this is without a doubt the most trashy, tasteless, and self-aggrandizing.
Yeah, new obscene. Word. Yeah, just to read it slow. And
aggrandizing?
Aggrandizing. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a word expert.
Aggrandizing.
Obscene, revolting thing I've seen on the internet. That's
aggrandizing. That's not that repulsive. Yeah. I don't know why they're that angry. And first of all, it makes sense. They're both honoring 9/11.
Yeah.
And their wedding at the same time.
They probably, though, were like, okay, we're getting married on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Is that weird that we're doing that? We should maybe mention
something.
Yeah. I think, though, they should have mentioned it and not give, like, a fucking, like, a poster or a beer holder.
Oh, like a moment of silence type of shit.
Yeah, or,
I don't know about a moment of silence at a wedding.
Yeah, a moment of silence at a wedding would be... Or just don't even... Just mention it when, hey, thanks for coming. It's a weird day, but...
Or don't give beer holders. Give them, like, trash bins and write Latin on them. Just give everyone bin Latins. Something like that.
There's a guy on on the way to Quebec City that has a store that's called Ben Laden.
Ben Laden?
Yeah, because in French, it isn't Bin Laden. It's Ben Laden. And he sells wool, so La Laine.
That's so
cool.
The
name of his store is Ben La Laine. And he has like a, it's like a, his mascot is like Bin Laden.
Oh, that's selling, amazing. Oh,
selling wool. It's the craziest fucking store. You're like, why? Like, how is that good for business? It's going, I'm the Bin Laden of wool.
Some people got fucked up. It's just like that store on Park Avenue that sells women's clothes. It's called ISIS.
Okay.
Those guys must have fucking ate a dick when ISIS became popular. Yeah. Yeah. Like, son of a bitch, no one wants to have this on the credit card statement. Yeah. Where'd you give your money to, ISIS?
Imagine that's how they funded ISIS.
Yeah, through women's clothing.
Oh, well, the TV show Archer. You ever see Archer, the comic? They're like secret agents, and the agency they were working for was called ISIS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Which is weird watching it now because you're like, that's fucked up.
But ISIS was a goddess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Indian, I think.
No. But, so ISIS was a goddess, so that's why... Because there was even a singer called... Like, people had that name before. Yeah. And then
there was probably a band. That sounds like a shitty band name. There has to have been a band named ISIS.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
Until ISIS ruined it, but it's a good name. That's why then I think they started calling them ISIL.
Yeah. And oftentimes they just call them IS.
Oh, that's so stupid. Yeah. Just pick a name. I don't like that they're rebranding.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't even like that the Taliban has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
That's weird. Isn't that strange?
Wait, the Taliban I've never have a seen, Twitter
yeah.
account?
Yeah, and they always start their videos by, hello, Twitter world.
Yeah. I'm a rapist. We all are. It's the Taliban. They have they're on Twitter, and China said that they're gonna give them funding and they're going to give them vaccines.
Okay.
I like that. China's nice. So, like, these guys are the good guys. Taliban. But it's fucking.
But the you know they're sitting on like $3 trillion worth of
opium,
not just opium, like natural resources.
They should get chairs. Chairs are way more comfortable.
Yeah,
than just sitting. You shouldn't fucking
sit on minerals oil. And oil and gold. Yeah, and
you'll get dirty.
Yeah,
I'd rather get dirty and make $3 trillion.
But they can do that and just buy chairs, and then they'll be sitting on chairs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just sell like $1 trillion worth of oil. And they get like really good chairs, so you don't like a couch that you don't have to wash.
Yeah,
like the ones at Canadian Tire.
Yeah, because
Canadian Tire couches are the best.
The rich people always buy their furniture at Canadian Tire.
Poseidon walks into like someone's mansion. He's like, "Oh, where'd you get that couch, Canadian Tire?" Yeah.
Whenever he sees like Americans in like a Beverly Hills, he's like, "Fuck, they had to import this from Canadian Tire."
Hey, speaking of Canadian Tire,
you think anybody farted on that couch? I got pink eye once from farting on a couch. Like, what?
I'm surprised there's no American Tire.
Why does that surprise you?
Is the name Canadian Tire that good that you're like, why is it we're the only country that has this?
You're telling me there's no Swedish Tire? No one's thought of that in Sweden.
What an amazing name for a company that... They don't even sell tires anymore, really.
Some of them do.
They still do, but like 98% of their business is selling fucking toasters. And
they're
basically like a high-end Walmart.
Yeah, but Canadian toaster didn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah. But also, speaking of tires, did you know Michelin, you know the Michelin star at restaurants?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's the Michelin man. Yeah. Whenever they judge a restaurant, they send the mascot in.
Yeah.
Oh, they do that too?
Yeah.
I thought they just gave the Michelin star, but do you know?
No. You have to earn that.
Yeah.
The fat guy has to approve.
He has the thing where you see it like in the mouth where you see his face. He pulls it down and he fucking eats that
and
shit.
And if he doesn't give you the stars, you can't buy them, you can't get them. It has to come from the Michelin man.
Yeah.
It's and they did it so that they can promote I think their own shit. That's why they did it.
Yeah.
No, because basically they had to sell more tires. This was in the early times of cars.
Yeah.
So what they did was they basically gave the Michelin star to restaurants that were the furthest away from the city. So people had to drive and then, you know, all this.
Work their tires.
To, yeah, work their tires.
Because there's only Michelin tires available.
Did you know, that the Pillsbury Doughboy judges a tire quality?
Yeah, he does.
So some like the new Goodyear tire is a 4-star Pillsbury.
Yeah.
He got the 4. He's a 4-star
Pillsbury. Why is it not 5-star Pillsbury?
I don't know. It's not fluffy enough.
They have a max rating of 4.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Mike's on. Yeah. You got your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, what's happening here? Is that what you wanted to tell us about the Michelin stars?
Yeah.
That's random.
That's so random.
That was a weird way to derail a conversation.
Sorry.
Did you run through all your news bits? Is that why?
No, one that was interesting.
I went to, there's a restaurant I went to in France that it's the. It's a restaurant that's had the most Michelin stars ever. And it's supposed to be the best restaurant in the world. And it wasn't that good.
I believe you.
Like, it was because I went there and it was the first, like, I'd been vegan for a year. So I was like, fuck it. This is the best restaurant in the world. I'm just going to eat anything. And it was like, and plus I hadn't eaten cheese in like a year. So even like a shitty piece of cheese,
you would have liked.
I should have been jizzing all over the place. But I was like, you know, it was
overrated.
Just, I think it's because it was, you know how French cuisine like 30 years ago seemed better than it does now?
Yeah. It's
because French food is just fucking just creamy and bland.
Yeah.
So I was like, this tastes like nothing.
And I'm with you. Yeah. I never trip over French food.
Yeah.
Now, I like Portuguese food. I like Italian food. Greek food, obviously. So some Arab stuff I like. But I've never tripped over French food. I never gave a shit.
Yeah, I used to love French food, and then it's still, well, it's good, but it's not like I wouldn't. It's crazy that the place I went to, like, it was really expensive too. Like, it was, I think it had cost us. We were three people. It cost over €1,000 for the meal.
Fuck, and it was shit.
And it was okay. It was like a.
But it wasn't worth $1,000.
Yeah. If you had told me you were like, this is an okay place, I would have been okay. Yeah. And it was weird. Everyone in the restaurant was they all looked like Russian billionaires and their prostitute girlfriends. Yeah. Like, there was a dude next to us that he proposed to his girlfriend, and he did it in such a shitty, like, rich guy way. He just put a ring on the table. Like, he didn't even get on one knee. He was just like, here, this is for you. And then she opened it and she was like, okay.
I like that.
And I was like, that's fucking. Like,
did you get down on one knee?
No, my way was even shittier because I'd planned everything out. It was going to be super romantic, but I put the receipt for the ring in my safe. I should have just hid it somewhere, but I put it in my safe. And my wife, she needed money for something, so she went into the safe and then she pulled out the receipt. And she was like,
oh.
What is this? What is this? You bought Julie?
Expensive.
She wasn't like, do you have a mistress? Is this a gift for your mistress? She was like, is this for a wedding ring? And I was like, yes. And then she was like,
you fucking ruin everything.
You bought me an engagement ring. I was like, yeah, I did. And she was like, can I see it? And I was like, here. So I gave it. It was so shitty. It was such a shitty way to propose.
Yeah, mine was similar too. I think I tricked her. And do you remember? You were there, no?
Yeah, I was there.
When
for
I
this.
Gave it away, like, I forgot what it was. We were going because I was going to do it at the Rockaberries or whatever. Because that was like where I first met her and stuff. But I think it was closed. Something that fucking happened. So on the way back,
it was too busy.
It's too busy. On the way back, we're in the car. I'm driving, and she's like, "I really want a dessert." She goes, "Too bad. We should find another dessert place." Like, "Oh, I think I have some chocolate." And I'm like, "Here, fucking just take this. It's chocolate." And I was like, very like dismissive on purpose. So she's like, "Oh, nice." So she couldn't tell. It was dark. And she's like, "Oh, nice." She's like, "What the fuck?" And then she opened and she started freaking out. She's like, "What the fuck?" And then she's like, "Why did you do it like that? Like, you just threw me for a loop. Like, I thought I was gonna eat some chocolate, and now I got this." I go, "Well, eat that."
And I got super jealous because I thought it was really awesome.
Oh, and then he got mad. This is what he says. So she's freaking out.
Can I get some too?
Yeah, no, she's freaking out. And she's like, oh my God, this, that. And then him, after it all settles down, I'm driving. He's like, so, there's no chocolate. It went. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
There's no chocolate. So what's that last story you wanted to tell us?
Oh, yeah. Washington University students seen throwing away thousands of American flags for 9/11. So in Washington University, a
throwing
bunch of,
away?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a bunch of kids, well, kids, students, that's a university, they put up...
are they on the pedophilia scale? They're at the 17 to 19?
Are
they hot?
I don't know. It's a university.
All of these sexy, sexy...
Oh, the university, old people. It's all old people. Oh,
okay. Sorry. So a bunch of like...
They're like 20? Look. Disgusting. Disgusting.
So arthritis. Some of them have Alzheimer's.
So they set up, the students set up like almost 3,000 flags.
Oh, shit.
Flags on the lawn, right, to commemorate 9/11 and the people who died on 9/11.
Yes.
And this one guy.
The people who died on 9/11, did they have flags just for the people in the towers or also for the Muslims that were in the planes?
I think just for the people in the towers.
Interesting, interesting.
Did
not
they have
that inclusive.
Saudi flags? Flags? They should have had like 20 Saudi flags.
That would have helped. Should have been more accurate.
Yeah. So he was caught on camera tossing.
Was it? Did he have? Did they put the amount of flags that the people that died?
Yeah,
that's okay. Badass.
That's
a good tribute.
That's way better than a fucking beer cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2,977 flags on Mudfield ahead of the 20th anniversary of the attacks.
Oh shit! Okay,
the
that's
College
badass.
Republicans. They're called.
Also, it's just a bunch of students that are politically aligned with the party. Yeah.
See, and basically, this other kid was caught on camera. He was caught tossing away the American flags commemorating the lives lost on September 11th, in the garbage, calling the display a political prop upholding American hegemony.
Hegemony.
Okay. Fadel Al-Kilani. Was seen stuffing blue garbage bags with the flags.
Wait, what was his name?
Fadel Al-Kilani.
Ah, oh, fuck. I was hoping he was American, but that's a bad look for the guy.
Yeah, I know.
And that's a... So he's got like a... He's half Cuban, half Arab? Because Fidel doesn't sound...
Fadel.
So. Oh, Fadel.
Yeah,
okay.
Fadel. Like, kind of like, Fadel!
Okay.
Wait, so it's an Arab name or a Cuban name?
I think it's Arab.
I wish he's half. I like for it's just some Cuban guy.
And then Al-Kilani probably goes, Al-Kilani!
Okay, so he's Swedish, yeah.
Yeah. Right. It actually sounds like you're trying to do an imitation of Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Al-Kilani. Al-Kilani, I'll kill you too.
So he was seen throwing the garbage bags out. They were stuffed with American.
This kid's
flags.
An idiot.
Yeah.
And he said that the display was in violation of school rules. He was
who the fuck are you? The school police? Shut up.
Yeah. And he goes, it's also...
There is a rule, though, you're not allowed planting 3,000 flags.
Yeah, but there's also a rule that you're not allowed to desecrate any flag.
Oh.
These are actual laws, though. You're not... You know, burning a flag is actually illegal.
Wait, what?
In the States, not here, right?
No, I think... here, no?
I don't think so.
It might be an American thing.
Birthing a flag.
Birthing. Oh. Yeah, yeah. You can't give birth to flags.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Birthing is not illegal, but they ask a lot of questions.
You can't. You get a weird look if you birth a flag. But if you get an abortion and they find a flag, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Don't abort the flag.
Yeah, like
don't.
In Texas.
Yeah.
But he said it's also profanity to have planted all those flags.
That's insane. You're in America and you're at a university. So don't go to an American university. Yeah. Go to Nigeria.
It's a tribute to the
dead
people that died.
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck. I hate how everyone is always, never forget, never forget. It's only been 20 years and already we're
people
like,
are like, forget.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
He's the vice president of finance of the University Student Union. Ugh.
Ugh.
That sentence alone.
Ugh.
Finance? You're angry at...
No.
Is that really who's in charge of finance? What's his name? Al-Kilani?
Yeah, he's the vice president.
You'd think you would have given it to like a Schmidt or something.
Yeah, but he's the vice president at the student union. But all this bullshit student union,
it doesn't feel like... Isn't that... Yeah, that's...
And he's saying his protest was to bring attention to the rise of Islamophobia and criticize U.S. military intervention.
And you're causing Islamophobia.
He's helping Islamophobia by doing that.
He's like, fuck these flags, fuck America. What's your problem, Americans? Why don't you like me? It's so stupid.
Yeah. He goes on to say, any memorial of 9/11 that does not contend with these facts is not only incomplete, but also amplifies.
All they were doing, they didn't have a debate. They put flags for the people that died.
No, he's referring to the planting the flags. It puts a rise in Islamophobia and like what he did.
He wanted to rise, fucking idiot,
raise attention, and that and criticize U.S. military intervention in the Middle East. And he goes.
And here's the thing: like anyone listening that think that that's a good idea, wait a month, and then in a month, like in November, go, you know how America attacks these Arab countries? Maybe that's not good.
Yeah.
Say it then, but fucking September 11th, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're
going to come out as the bad guy.
That's like if there's a like a gay pride parade and you're like, what the fuck's up with all these fags? Like, just fuck it. If you're going to be homophobic, be homophobic.
Yeah, wait a month till the VMAs and then say it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that was a good one.
Yeah. No, it's like, let's say someone at a funeral. Let's say we know a guy at his funeral. He did some fucked up shit.
Yeah,
you don't bring it up at the funeral.
You're like, he was such a good dude. Not really. Not that good.
I saw him suck a dude's dick once for drugs. He'll be missed though. Knew how to party. You don't bring that up. Yeah. If you did
then you're
bad.
Leaving, you're like, oh shit, wrong dude. Okay. I'm going to the other place. Sorry.
I don't know if he sucked dick ever.
He probably did though. I'm looking at that picture. Definitely a little bi.
You remember the movie Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
They're like funeral crashers.
Funeral crashers.
You just go to the wrong funeral.
You just go there for coffee and sandwiches.
And you say random shit. Like, where do you know Todd from? We go way back. Yeah. We used to run a brothel together.
I had a. I went to a funeral. One of my friend's moms died, so I went to the funeral, and I didn't know this lady. And another lady was talking about her, and she was like, she was very funny. And then this lady in the room started heckling. She was like, "When'd she go to Walmart?" And then she'd be like, what? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that story. Tell the story about Walmart. I don't know that story. And then she was like, I don't know. I don't know that story, though. No, because she'd go to Walmart, and then she'd yell stuff. Because if someone people would take shit, then she'd yell at them.
What the fuck?
Everyone was like, what does that mean? And then every time the other lady would say something, this woman would laugh loud, and everyone got like really nervous. They were like, what the fuck's wrong with that?
She was a very religious woman. Ha ha! Yeah, let him know!
Hold on, why didn't anyone smack her?
You can't.
Because it's a funeral.
It's a funeral.
But it was weird, though, because the more the funeral went on, like, whenever this woman didn't make a sound, like, everyone in my row would be like... So we were just laughing the whole time at this fucking old stupid lady.
God. Everybody grieves differently.
Yeah.
So you don't know if she's just trying to cope with her friend dying. Like the Walmart story, like, you know, you don't want to accept it. There's people who laugh at funerals.
Yeah.
They can't, everybody grieves differently.
Seems like a joke to them.
I don't deal well with death. So whenever I'm at a funeral, I'm always like, don't laugh. Don't laugh. It's not funny. And as soon as I tell myself, it's not funny, there's nothing funny about this place, I see an old man, like, and it's always me laughing at basic, like, shit. Like, it's just an
amplified.
Old lady with a funny haircut.
Yeah, it's amplified.
I'm like, I'm such a shitty person for judging this old lady.
Sad at most, like, really, really sad at most funerals. Like, I get, but same thing, I try not to observe, because sometimes I'll observe something and I'll crack a joke but it's instinct. I don't do it on purpose. I'll see something like, and I'm like, fuck, don't do that. You know, and I try to get back in it. But then if I get back in it, I get sad. Yeah. So I try to get myself not sad by thinking of something, but then it makes it too funny. And I'm just a range of emotions. Like, this guy's fucked in the head. He's laughing 1 second, crying the next.
Well, that happened to me once too at one of my aunt's funeral. One of the ways that my other aunt was yelling, I found it to be
She at your, the way your aunt was yelling at a funeral.
Yeah, was it her funeral?
Like she was hurling, and like I found it very ridiculous. Okay,
were you trying to bury her alive?
No. But she was just yelling. She was just hurling, and the way she did it, I don't know why, but it sounded ridiculous.
You
to
think
me.
Maybe you guys shouldn't have held a funeral for a woman that was still alive and yelling?
No. The woman that was the funeral was being held
like
for?
Clawing.
No,
she was just. Besides laughing, he's like,
"Let me out! Let me out!"
Besides, like,
look at that hilarious bitch.
Oh, and what happened was, I was like, what the fuck? That's weird. And I started smirking, like about to laugh.
What the fuck? That's weird. I thought they died before we put them in.
And then I go, and as I'm smirking, I go, no, I shouldn't. This is serious.
Yeah, but then when I start getting serious, I start thinking about what happened, and then I get sad.
But I didn't know the aunt that died, so.
I normally if I'm at a funeral, I know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and generally if someone is my dad's sister, brother, I know them.
Yeah.
Well, like my mother knew them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I hope if it was.
Who's that? I don't know. They say it's my sister. Doesn't look like my sister. My sister could talk. She could walk. This bitch is just sleeping in that little box.
Very lazy. Very lazy lady.
Very lazy. Too much makeup.
Yeah. So stupid. I think my mom knew her.
I think my mom knew her. Who? My mom's sister.
Okay. We were just there. We showed up. We're like, Ma, you remember her? That's my sister. She's fucking like a real sister or like the way black people say sister and brother. What are we talking about here?
That's my sister. Play on, player.
And it was kind of
that's
ridiculous.
My sister. I feel you, brother.
It was kind of ridiculous, too, because I didn't know the funeral was going on. And my mother just.
How do you not know the funeral?
So you didn't know your aunt and you didn't realize you were at a funeral?
I didn't know.
You were at Applebee's.
He shows up. He's having the sandwiches, the finger food. He's like, he's like, what up, dog? I haven't seen him a bit. He's there. And then, like, I didn't stop yelling. Why? This is a funeral. Oh, yeah. Okay. Suddenly, these Bermuda shorts seem inappropriate.
But the thing is, I think what had happened was my mother just told me to come by the church. And I was like, why? And
she was so besides, like, for an exorcism?
And then when I got there, she told me it was a funeral. So I showed up in an Adidas tracksuit.
How do you know the woman that died? I sold her fucked up goods. Mm-hmm. That's how she got killed.
Oh, shit. No, in all seriousness, though, God bless
her. All seriousness, this.
She died all of it.
She died a tragic death.
All deaths are tragic.
How did she die? That makes me want to know how she died.
I don't think I want to say
it. Oh, you have to now.
It has to be hilarious.
It's family, though. I don't want to.
No, don't. You're not making fun of her. You said it's tragic.
You don't know this lady.
Yeah. You don't even know her.
Yeah, that's true.
Go on.
Yeah. Suicide.
Oh, that's fucking, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Why'd you say that to us?
Yeah. But you asked me to say it.
You just killed this podcast.
What? We thought it was going to be tragic, but hilarious.
Yeah. Like, you know, like a snowmobile accident.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
No, it was nowhere near that.
Obviously. you really know how to kill a party.
Yeah.
You ever do that at parties? People are having a good time. People like making out. And then you go in, hey, guys, you want to talk about abortion? Yeah. You ever do that?
My aunt killed herself.
What? Yeah, like not recently. I didn't even know she was my aunt. Well, I showed up wearing a tracksuit. What are you talking about?
Do you want to play Fuck, Marry, Kill? Would you? Okay, Fuck, Marry, Kill. My aunt died. She committed suicide.
Is that what you guys mean?
The Fuck, Marry, Kill. Can the kill person kill herself? Like my aunt?
You're fucking horrible, bro. What a depressing.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
All right, look, having said that, you could follow this guy talking about suicide on Twitch, twitch.tv/sleepwithposeidon69. Yeah. He makes children want to kill themselves because he bullies them. Yeah. To their limits. You still playing as kids?
Yeah, sometimes.
You don't think that after you spent 10 minutes talking about pedophiles, maybe you should stop playing with kids?
I'm pretty sure that's how you got the pink eye.
Oh, shit.
From a kid.
You think I beat one of them in Call of Duty and they snuck into my apartment?
I think
apartment.
You beat one of them off. That's what happened.
And they snuck into my apartment.
He came all in that fucking eye.
No, and they snuck into my apartment and farted on my face.
Why would they fart on your face? You already farted on your face. You took a shit on your couch and slept on it.
No, maybe they beat you up and that's why you need a cane to defend yourself. From these strong little boys.
That's what happened with his eye. Yeah.
Well, because my brothers and I used to fart on each other just to fuck with each other.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Just to fuck with each other.
Yeah, just to mess with each other.
All right, listen. Forrest Whitlisker. you can follow Mike also. MikeWard.ca. Mike is on tour, the French tour, Mike Ward Noir. catch him live in your city. You never know who's going to be there or what kind of jokes Mike's going to tell. He's winging it. Every night, it's basically him just thinking off the top of his dome. It's a new hour every night that he's doing this hour.
It's
so, Mike, obviously, how funny would that be? He's like, this guy's crazy. So the Noir Tour is in full effect right now.
Yeah, this week we're doing Victoriaville.
Victoriaville.
You're coming with me.
In
you
French.
And Preach.
Yeah.
Next week, we're in Saint-Jérôme.
And then after that, it's Shawinigan.
Shawinigan, yeah.
That's where John Cretchen is from.
Yeah, it's a small town and a huge theater because you can tell Jean Chrétien was prime minister and they built that room.
He's like,
okay, how much you guys want? 4 million? Here's 11.
Yeah. Build a theater.
Yeah.
I'm going to come do a show when I'm done.
Yeah.
So MikeWard.ca for tickets. Also, the Patreon is patreon.com/Suzekut. That is the Patreon for Suzekut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. On the Patreon, you get the entire back catalog. You get all of the live streams of those episodes. So check it out now. And if you want to buy tickets to watch the shows live, it's all available only on patreon.com/Suzekut. And tickets sell out within a minute. So once you get the notification, be ready to buy tickets. Most likely, you won't get any for the live shows. PantelisComedy.com, follow my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis, join the nation. Thank you, guys. Tell your friends and go fuck yourselves, but don't kill yourselves.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.